Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Feeling wonderful, man. Good to be back. Back out with my guys, back with the coaching staff. Good to be back in August, man. Football season.
Do you feel like, percentage-wise, do you feel a little bit back after what I'm saying after?
I feel good, James. I feel good.
So in your words, what happened? When did it hit you?
I don't know. I kind of just get a bug. You know, you really never know when the bug hits you, but got hit with a bug. But I'm good now. I mean, ever since day one, you know, I just seen the potential in Isaiah Likely, and he showed it each and every day. You know, each and every day he wanted to be a better player. And then, you know, you got a guy like Mark in his room who's showing him the ropes and stuff like that. And him being himself at the same time, it just magic happens. And he just got to keep going, though. Keep bringing that each and every day and keep trying to be a better player.
When you are out for that period of time, how do you keep yourself, you know, in the moment, locked in, so that when you come out, you're ready to go?
I mean, just because I was down, I'm still locked in. You know, I know what time is it right now. You know, it's camp time, you know. So with me going down for a couple of days, my mind was still in it. Like, I got to hurry up and get better so I can be out with my guys. That's all. I wasn't paying attention to it. You know, I was out. So, I wasn't really paying attention to it, man, but I appreciate that coming from coach.
And how do you go about it?
Keep doing what I'm doing. Keep trying to get better. You know, keep trying to win these games. Keep trying to reach that goal.
I mean, Lamar, coach has always had your back. That's high praise, isn't it?
Y'all just messed me up. Go ahead, first.
We know it's a couple of positions up for grabs on the offensive line. What do you see from the offensive line group as these guys are fighting for some of those spots? What do you see from the offensive line? We know it's three spots kind of open for grabs right now. What are you seeing out of these guys that's fighting for those spots?
Guys just getting after it. You know, they busting their tail out there. They trying to get better, you know, trying to win the position. I really can't pay attention to them because I'm trying to pay attention to the defense, see what they're doing, seeing what they're giving me, you know, just trying to get the ball out of my hands. So, but for what I do see, guys are fighting, they busting their tail. Do I look like it? I appreciate it. So I think I did the right thing. Yeah, man.
Coach has always had your back. The whole GOAT thing, I mean, that's tossed around quite a bit.
The GOAT?
Yeah.
I'm not the GOAT. Tom Brady the GOAT.
So when he says something like that, do you think he's motivation?
Yeah, I believe that's motivation. I appreciate that. You know, I'm still on my way. It's within plays. You know, it's inside the locker room. We talking about plays that's went on the field. Telling them what I'm seeing for defenses and seeing where I see he should be, you know, on the field. Things like that, just talking about ball. Talking ball and playing a game sometimes, too. You know, that build chemistry and communication as well.
We saw, you know, Saturday when you came back, we saw the way everybody reacted, the kids, the teammates. You're missing a few practices. Is it on your mind that, like, everybody's waiting for you? Like, for you?
No, I'm not thinking they're missing me. I'm missing them. So I'm trying to get back out to those guys and, you know, just be happy around my teammates. That's all, man. But them missing me, the kids missing me, I love it. I love it all.
Am I missing the time? Did you feel like where you need to be at this point with the offense, with everybody, where you are physically?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was here early on, voluntary, so that helped out a little bit, you know. So me being down, it really didn't slow me down, you know, just – for me not being with my guys, you know, each and every day, I'll take that as a little slowdown. But other than that, we was pretty good.
It seems like illness has been kind of, even more than injury, illness has kind of kept you out of some practices over the years. Have you kind of thought, you know, why did I keep getting these?
Yeah, man, I'll be thinking that sometimes because in Louisville, I never got sick. I never was sick, you know, but comes and goes. Yeah.
You don't think it's anything? It's not a concern that it's something like chronic or anything like that ongoing?
Nah, Dr. James, no. I don't think anything.
Well, I'm concerned about you.
I appreciate that.
Lamar, I'm a playoff lawyer. The whole thing with Troy Aikman and his lawsuit going on about Murray.
We're going to keep it football. We're going to keep this about football.
Well, that became such a big story. I
mean, that's outside noise. That's outside noise. I'm sticking it with camp. We're talking about camp, football, that's it. Nothing else.
Lamar, you were just getting used to the past month. How much more comfortable are you?
I'm very comfortable. We're talking a lot inside the building. Saying things on the field, talking to coach, you know, talking to the guys, making checks here and there. I'm getting very comfortable with the system. Very comfortable.
You are another good guest today out there today. What do you see? I mean, you saw him as a rookie. Year two, what kind of you think could be his potential?
I always tell you guys, the sky's the limit. You know, I really don't know what his potential can be. I believe he showed it day in, day out, you know, what type of player he is. And as he get older, mature, the time will tell.
I think he mentioned that after the AFC Championship games that you went up and spoke to him after that. Okay, what went into that and why did you want to do that?
Because I just know how important it is to him, you know, that moment, how important it is to all of us and, you know, how people would be, you know, about what we're on during the game. But all of us play a part. It's a team sport at the end of the day, and I was letting him know that.
Coming off your second MVP season, you've been an All-Pro, you've been a Pro Bowl. For you, is Super Bowl kind of the last checkbox in your mind, at least for the immediate goals that you have for yourself?
I mean, that's been the first checkbox for me since 2018. You know, I said that April 26th, whenever I was drafted, I said that, you know, and I meant that. But, you know, this the highest level of this game, you know, we play. So you got to go out a champion. That's what I want to be labeled as, a champion, you know, not just – MVP here and there. Like, I want to be a champion.
Going back to say real quick, how quickly did you earn your trust? How quickly did Zay earn your trust?
Zay?
Which one?
Troy Zay Flowers.
Okay.
I had another real question. I was really asking a question. I didn't know. All right. Say it again.
So how long did it take him, or how quickly did he earn your trust as a quarterback this
season? Oh, man. It was pretty easy. I'm seeing him attack the ball. I'm seeing him when the cornerback has outside leverage on the outbreaking route, he's dropping him, he's winning. Off back, he just had my trust, man. And him catching the ball and doing what he do, that's all the quarterback want.
A lot of great quarterbacks. Do you, I know you don't want to be patient, but is there anything about it that helps you keep in perspective? Like, hey, I still got a lot of love for the play. I couldn't get there.
Yeah, patience is the key. You know, only a few quarterbacks have won a Super Bowl in the last few years. You know, a lot of people haven't won it, you know, but I'm focusing on me, and I just want that really bad, you know. So I just focus on what I can control and go from there.
Lamar, Saturday, I guess it was. You didn't look like you went into defense at all.
I was telling them slow it down a bit. They was flying around. Got guys just flying around doing what they're supposed to do. But then I was also talking trash to them. You know, I believe iron sharpens iron, you know, and we got one of the best defenses in the league. So me just talking trash to those guys talking trash to us, and we just going after each other, I believe that's what builds a great team. Yeah, Marlon, I told him to get his hands right. That's why I'm started throwing interceptions to him. He dropped a few last year, so I'm hoping that's helping him out.
Like he was asking, just what you've seen from Zach Moore's defense so far, what is it, what's the characteristics of?
Man, those guys, they're like the throwback Ravens defense. You know, just bloodshed, you know, a lot of smack talk, a lot of big hits. We seeing it all from our defense. You know, guys actually tackling a little bit out there. I don't think we should be, but we looking good, man. I'm loving it.
Thank you, Lamar.